Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down.
Nah, pot him down.
And will it let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm ticking.
Maybe 6 feet.
It's so far down.
The timing's off.
Hold me now.
I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking
maybe 6 feet.
Oh my God.
So far down.
Oh my God.
I'm so far down.
The WIP afternoon show.
Is that good?
Without expecting the prince. No, it sucks because you're hearing it at the wrong time. Jack is down at Citizens Bank Park. We'll be calling the Phil's intra-squad game today at 6 with Seltzer. But because of he gets things at a slight delay, so he was singing the song. But now I know why we sounded so bad. And thankfully, we have fixed that problem. But we sound so bad when we were on remote previously. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's wants to wish our team good luck this October. Experience the difference of showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Would you trade Tanner McKee to the Bengals for a second-round pick? 51.5% say yes.
Wow.
Lunatics.
Of course.
Well, they're scared.
You guys are crazy.
They're scared. They're scared of what happens if the Mormon missile gets in the game.
I think you'd be able to get AJ the ball.
I think so. I think you'd try. I think you'd certainly try. Big Sixers news. It had to happen today. Quentin Grimes has signed the one-year qualifying offer with the Sixers for $8.7 million. So they were hoping to sign him to a longer-term deal. His agent is a buffoon who thought he was worth between $20 and $25 million a year.
That's still unbelievable.
It's psychotic. The guy's been on four teams. Look, I think Quentin Grimes is a good player.
Yes!
He's been on four teams in 4 years. He had a really good run for the last 28 games when they were tanking, but that is not what his role is going to be. So he has yet to show that he will be effective in the specific role he was going to be. And by the way, if he was good at that, you have to wonder why New York or Detroit or Dallas would have moved on from him anyway, because that is a very valuable sort of guy, a 6'5 guard who can guard, who can shoot, who can handle. I mean, he'd be valuable anywhere.
So. Bro, off the top of my head, he's the seventh player on the team?
Yeah, so important-wise, yes.
Yeah, that's
so,
what I'm saying. Yeah.
Embiid, George, Maxey, McCain, Edgecombe. Maybe six.
Kelly?
He's probably more important because Oubre can't shoot.
He's a better player, but here's the thing I'm saying.
They don't have any size. Yeah.
Right. Yes, so his role on the team is different, whereas Kelly Oubre has a little bit more of an important role.
At the moment, for sure.
Because he's not a scoring guy. Yeah. I'm giving $25 million to a guy that's the sixth or seventh best player on my team.
No, that's crazy. So with the qualifying offer.
Do that if you're like the co-star on the team.
So with the qualifying offer, he gets a no-trade clause during the year, or it can block any trade, but trading for him doesn't provide much value if the team that is trading for him wants to sign him, because this is nerd stuff. There's things called bird rights. So if you have bird rights on a player, you can go over the cap and pay him more. If they're trading for him, they can only pay him 15% more than he's making. So the team that signs him, if they trade for him and then try to sign him, they can only give him a $2 million raise, whatever. So, look, He's on the Sixers this year. But this is a weird situation now, because now you have a guy who's going to be an unrestricted free agent, whose role is going to be smaller than it was last year, who may be trying to prove to the rest of the league that his contract should be more this coming offseason. So,
that dude's going to want to get traded by January.
I'm sure he will.
Right?
Yeah, I'm sure he will.
Because
yeah.
he won't get the shots that he's looking for. And right. free agency is huge for him next year. He needs to go to a team where he can put up 15, 20 shots a night.
Yes, but
especially if he wants $25 million a year.
But the truth is any team that has – there's a reason he got so many shots on a team that was trying to lose. Mm-hmm. Everybody last year – and this, again, I think he's a good player. I really do. But everybody that was worried about him ruining their tanking last year, I just kept saying, don't worry.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to score. And this is what happens, and it's usually a guard yep. on a team like that, because they get the ball in their hands.
He can get
more.
His own shot.
And he's a good player, but he had a completely... He and his agent, and I blame his agent on this.
Definitely blame the agent.
Had a completely unrealistic yeah. view of what his value was, and the Sixers were never scared of just... And I think the Sixers' math changed, too, when they ended up with Edgecombe in the lottery, who plays the exact same position, is the same exact size, but is only 19 years old.
Well, that's when he should have known that he was never getting that contract that he wanted here.
Yes.
When they drafted Edgecombe.
Yeah. So there you go. You
fired that agent, bro.
Yes. Not a good decision. By the way, as far as agents, one quick thing before we get to High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. So Ace Bailey fires his agent, mm-hmm. right? And I'm watching Ace Bailey at Media Day for the Jazz. Big smile on his face, talking about how happy he is to be in Utah, loves it there, blah, blah. And I just think to myself, You had a bad agent too, man. He seems like a great kid.
Yeah.
Seems like a great kid.
Was his agent the one that was staring into the phone or something?
Oh, yes, in the car.
Yeah. That dude should have been fired the moment that was posted.
Wouldn't work out for anyone anywhere. But you can just tell by looking at the kid that was the wrong thing too.
Yeah.
They're too worried about the second contract. Don't be worried about the second contract when you can be a lottery pick.
Yep.
High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Let's do it.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
Joining me right now is Jackie Baseball, Fritz.
Says Jackie Baseball.
All right, so there's a lot to get to in the Jackie Baseball Report, per usual.
How could it be? They haven't even played a game.
Yeah, but I got lineups like...
Oh, for tonight?
For tonight.
Yeah, which team you taking? Which team are you taking? So for team one,
okay.
Knowles is on the mound.
Okay.
Knowles is on the mound. You got Trey Turner leading off, Kyle Schwarber batting second, Harrison Bader batting third, Max Kepler hitting fourth, Stotter hitting fifth, Rafael Marchand hitting sixth, Weston Wilson hitting seventh, Rafael Antigua
Who?
Is hitting eighth, and Caleb Ricketts, double A catcher from the
Who?
Reading fight. Yeah. All right. So that's lineup one.
Who the hell's
one.
On team two?
Well, Bryce.
Team two is Marsh in the leadoff spot, Boomer in the two hole.
Give me
Bryce.
Team one.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on. Bryce hitting third. JT hitting fourth. Cassidy in the lineup.
There he is. At least he made that lineup. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Edmundo Sosa hitting sixth.
What if they pull Cassidy for defensive replacement on a seventh?
I need it. Yeah. It'd be amazing. Otto Kemp hitting seventh. Garrett Stubbs, the only at-bat he's getting since being called back up is in the inter-squad game. And then Donovan Walton hitting ninth.
I don't know who that guy is.
With Lizardo on the mound for team two. Yeah.
I'm still taking team one.
You going team one?
Well, it's got Trey, Schwarber, Bader.
Kepi, Stotter.
Yeah.
Oh, but team two.
Lantigua?
Team two has. Hold on. Marsh is leading off?
Yeah.
Awesome. Man, Marsh is hot.
Boom, Bryce. You said JT?
JT, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And Lizardo's on the mound for them versus Knowles.
Oh, I got to go with my guy Knowles, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do I go with Knowles? I got Boehm over here, Knowles over there.
Wow, they're really putting you in a pickle, huh?
Yeah.
So what I find interesting.
I'll go with Bryce's squad, then. Yes.
You
I'm
know what?
Team two.
They could have satisfied my first pitch desire by giving you the first pitch tonight.
Yeah.
They could have did that.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, at the Red October rally on Friday at Stateside Live, I know I'm making a joke out of it.
No, you're going to do it.
I'm going to ask
John Middleton,
Mr. Middleton, if Jack can throw out a first pitch.
Yeah, that's great.
Can my son throw out the first pitch?
Yeah.
That's what we're doing.
I wonder why they call you mommy and daddy. Yeah. on the morning show.
Can my son throw out the first pitch?
Please. I think Spike's more excited to ask Jack-related questions to Philly's guests rather than...
Yes. Well, Ruben Amaro, I have plenty of Jack questions for Ruben.
Yeah, I can tell.
And a Buzz question for Ruben. Yeah.
So what I find interesting, though, is that Nola... So you have Nola starting, but... Everyone in the bullpen, they have Mesa, Banks, Buehler, Kirkring, Duran all behind him on that team. But then for Lizardo, they only have Strom, Robertson, and Taiwan, which would suggest that they're expecting, obviously, Lizardo to go a little deeper.
Deeper.
So what I found interesting this morning, and sorry to screw up the rotation here, Fran, but Thompson talked about the game two starter. And I thought his answer here was interesting because it changes how I feel like they're going to attack this series against the Dodgers.
Not sure yet. We've got the inter-squad game today, and Lizardo will pitch today. So he's still available for game two. Ranger got hit in the leg. He's still kind of a little bit sore from that last start, being hit with a line drive, but I think he'll be fine. We're not really sure who's going to go game two or game three, really. Could have a piggyback situation with Nola and one of the lefties. We've got a lot of things we're juggling right now, just depending on who we play.
Hold up. Nola and one of the lefties. So yeah. he would piggyback Nola and like Ranger or something?
Yeah, so I think Nola's starting game three. I think Lizardo's starting game two. I think Nola's starting game three with Ranger behind him. Ranger's not pitching tonight he got hit in the leg, so he's still dealing with that. And I think game one, it's going to be Chris Sanchez into Ranger. Now, obviously, the fly in the ointment here is like, well, what if Sanchez goes seven and then you have a lead? You're not going to go to Ranger in the eighth.
Wait a minute. Likely. You think he's going to use Ranger in game one?
Yes. Because that way there's enough off days in between to where it's essentially a bullpen for him. So, like, I think they're going to piggyback him in game one, possibly bring Ranger out of the bullpen, and then he's going to be backing up Nola in game three.
So he's going to do that to sort of save the bullpen that way.
Or he doesn't trust Kirkring.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, it's a smart thing. It's just using Ranger as a start in this series just seems a little crazy to me.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, what if Sanchez goes seven? You have the lead in the eighth. Do you really want Ranger in there over Strom? Or like, I mean, I don't know. I just there could be again something that could change us up. But that's my feeling after listening to Thompson. There is the idea of being aggressive in game one, being able to use Ranger out of the bullpen, and then bringing him back after Nola.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
In game three.
Well, it's better than not using Nola, you know, because that's the other thing. I don't trust Nola out of the bullpen, right? I mean,
so the
other option is you have Nola on the roster and you're not using him at all. Sure. Because you're not using him in game four, because you're just going to use Sanchez in game four, because he would have had, he would have been on regular rest in game four. So his option is have Nola on the roster for no reason whatsoever, or have Nola start the game, and then if Nola gets through, because Nola's good through five, so have Nola get through the game in game three, and then have Ranger come in. I honestly don't think it's the worst idea in the world. I trust Ranger so much in a start like this.
That's the thing.
Yeah, is that not using Ranger feels like you could be overthinking this
now,
a little bit.
Let me ask you this real quick, Fritzy, before. Sure. Is Ranger healthy?
Well, that's what – he's still feeling sore in his leg. And he's not throwing tonight. So, you know, that could give them an out as a reason why to pitch Nola in that game three. My only caution is it feels like a little bit too cute.
Yes.
It's a little bit too cute. Now, at the same time, Nola is pretty good first two times through a lineup.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Through five. You use him through five. Yeah.
It's usually that third one that comes back to get him. He's only had a couple starts where he's gotten blown up in the first. So, I don't know. I just thought that answer really was interesting from Rob Thompson this morning on the morning show.
It's just if you're not going to use Nola in a start, you might as well not have him on the NLDS roster.
Sure.
Because you're not going to bring him in relief. Right. And I guess you just think the other thing, well, what does that mean? Like, we'd rather have, you know, Max Lazar on the roster? I don't know. You know, not in the NLDS.
So. Well, and you don't need – and this is what me and Buzz are doing in the off-air show for Spike on Monday.
On Monday, yes. Mm-hmm. Every commercial break.
Would you rather have Nola on the DS roster than like Lou Trevino? And I think I'd rather have Trevino because he's a bullpen guy. And you don't need Taiwan and Walker Buehler and Aaron Nola. It's a lot of starters. So at least this way, you would let him start a game, give you the first time through the lineup, and then you go to Ranger.
Yeah,
get ready.
I don't mind it.
Guys, a pitching great. The Phillies.
Oh, number two all-time strikeouts.
Damn right.
I don't know if you heard
damn
that.
Damn right. He should be on the roster.
Yeah. I can't wait for 20 years from now when Lil Walker and Sutton are like, Daddy, tell me about Aaron Nola. And I'll say, don't believe the stats.
Oh, it's cold-blooded.
Yeah, it is. It is. It is. I'm going to be the most grumpy, elitist.
His first 7 years were pretty good.
Yeah, he's fine. Anyway, so the other thing that I thought was interesting from Rob Thompson this morning was what he said about the lineup and lineup construction for the series.
Trey will lead off. Bader went through a really hot stretch. Now, the last couple of weeks, he's kind of cooled off a little bit. And Bohm's really swung the bat well. So that spot behind Harper is going to be a right-handed bat. Just not sure which one it's going to be yet. Let's see where we land. But Bohm's been really hot, and it's important to have some guys down at the bottom that can get on base to turn the lineup over to get to Turner and Schwarber and Harper. So,
well, I mean,
I'm good either way.
Yeah, I mean, Bohm will hit cleanup.
Yeah, Bohm's hitting cleanup.
Yeah,
or Bader.
Well, I think he'd feel better about Bader. Bader has cooled off a little bit.
Bader's gonna hit six.
Yeah,
Bader's gonna hit six. It'll go Bohm. JT. Marsh, Bader.
Oh, where's JT at?
I think he'll hit seventh. Okay. Either Bader or him, six and seven. But I think that's what it's going to be.
And then Marsh, eight, Stott, nine?
No, Marsh's going to hit fifth. It's going to be Kepler, eight, Stott, nine.
So
Marsh is that far up the lineup.
Yeah,
Marsh's been great.
Yes.
I know. I kind of like having guys. I've been radicalized a little bit about the bottom of the lineup because I look at the bottom of the lineup as the top of the lineup for the top of the lineup. So here's what I mean by that. We want guys on base for three and four, which is why we put guys in one and two, right? Those guys are supposed to get on base for three and four. Mm-hmm. But our one and two hitters are very good. It's Trey Turner and Kyle Schwarber. So I'm looking at eight and nine. I don't want to put bad hitters there because I want to put guys there that are going to get on base for one and two. It's really only the first time through the lineup where you're really thinking it. I don't know.
Which is why you bat Stott there.
I mean, yeah, but that's why I don't want to put what's his name? The right fielder.
Kepler.
I don't love Kepler at eight.
Well, you could put him at seven.
Yeah.
And then put JT eight.
Yeah.
Or Bader eight. If you wanted to do it that way.
Yeah, I might do that.
Yeah.
So we just, Cassidy is out?
Well, he's going to play against lefties.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. By the way, Cassidy,
he'll bat against Blake Snell. That'll be a fun one.
Otani pitches right.
Oh, man, Otani game one here.
No, I know he bats left, but does he pitches right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, I see.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. I can't wait for Shohei first game here.
Yeah, like, it's gonna that's be gonna loud. Be,
nah, gonna five be. Inning DH Shohei. Bring it.
Yeah, come
bring
on,
it, you fraud.
Come on. Yeah, yeah start calling him a fraud.
You should have been banned from baseball for the whole betting thing with his little buddy there.
Yeah, I need photos of his like big billboards.
Well, seriously, what's going on there? Oh, the guy took millions of dollars from you. You didn't notice? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. It's, you know, MLB is protecting their it's same thing. They, you know, same thing when David Stern told Michael Jordan to take a couple of years off. You know,
wow.
It is come on.
Come on. Safe,
protecting Shohei. Shohei the golden child. Oh, Shohei can't play in the field.
Nope.
Okay. All right. The text line is I'm really asking for it with Shohei. He is
you
hitting
really are.
He
is
he hitting, hit two home runs last night, by
yes,
the way.
Yes, I know. I saw it. And you know his first at bat on
Saturday is
home
going
run.
Out the park.
Nah,
absolutely.
No shot.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
What do you mean we don't have a dominant offensive line? We have the best offensive line in football. People who also still call JT Realmuto the best catcher in baseball.
Yes, that is a good one.
Good point.
That is a good one.
That's a good point.
Yep. Yeah, they have not been the. I don't know who the best offensive line in football has been this year, but it hasn't been the Eagles. I don't think. Yeah.
I agree. Yeah.
What's next?
Rocky and Apollo didn't always like each other, but everything ended up great for both of them. Yoshi on hold, still giving terrible examples.
Yeah. Just awful examples.
Yeah.
Terrible examples. Yes.
He's like, you know, Shaq and Kobe.
Yeah, that ended
a famous relationship that ended well.
Yeah. After championships, right? Yeah. What's next?
Travis Kelce. Come on, man. You're 4-0. The right way to handle it is like I do. Just politely talk to your quarterback at practice. Easy. Except for the multiple times that I've gotten into actual physical altercations with my coach on the sideline. Frank in Ardmore.
Yeah, him and Andy. Yeah.
Yes. What is that relationship?
Big Red. Yeah, and Big Red initiated both of them, I believe.
Yes.
Like, what is up with that?
Well, maybe he's an Olivia Rodrigo guy and not a Taylor Swift guy. Maybe that's the problem.
Big
right
Red
there.
Running around chesting everybody.
Yep.
Man.
Big Red's buying Billie Eilish tickets. What's next?
Why is this guy Brian so out of breath from just talking? Daryl in South Philly.
That was tough, man.
Yeah.
It was tough.
That was tough.
But he was so wound up.
Yeah. Spike was like, calm down.
Yeah, I kept trying to calm
down. You're
not
bringing up the red zone numbers. You and your narrative.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Him being so upset actually calmed me down. I just wanted him to be okay. What's next?
That was scary to watch last night. Spike, after watching Aroldis Chapman, the guy he repeatedly said was cooked, finish off his favorite team.
The Yankees are not my favorite team.
Interesting.
But Aroldis Chapman tried to choke, but the Yankees said, I'll do you one better. I will choke even worse. How do you have the bases loaded with no outs at home, down one, and not score a run?
Don't sound so heartbroken.
Giancarlo Stanton hit a fly ball.
Do your job.
Yeah. I mean, he's the most clutch guy on the team, Stanton.
I know. I was waiting for him to go
yard. You sure you're not a
Yankee fan? I just...
Did you have your hat on last night?
I did not.
That?
Shut
Come
up.
On. Did you look at all your 27 rings that happened, you know, most of them were before 1960?
Well, one of them was 09.
One of them.
What's next?
Spike, do you like puppies? Because I love puppies. Baldy, I hate puppies. Ike, you do? Puppies are great. Baldy, oh, hey, Ike. Yeah, I love puppies. Alex in Lancaster.
I thought the Baldy call today was fine.
It was positive today, yes.
It was fine.
We had a good moment about Quinion today.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. I thought it was pretty good.
Oh, crowd's next? Coming to their feet, boys. Crowd's coming to their feet.
Okay.
So, Ike, what do you think? The Alexis, Texas billboard.
It's not there anymore.
I missed it, yeah.
Yeah, you missed it. That'll have to be next time she's there in 2 weeks. What's next?
It's Bedlam at the Bank! Jack tonight when someone brings him an order of Bader Tots.
Everyone knows I'm a Totsman.
Oh, who isn't a Totsman?
Totsman.
An underrated item.
I love Tots.
Yeah.
They gotta be crispy though. People under fry tots.
The mushy tots.
Mushy tots. Yeah.
No, it's got to be the crunch.
It's got to be a little crunch. It's got to be some crunch. All right. Well, coming up next, you will hear the Phillies getting ready for the playoffs. Their intra-squad game. You can't watch it anywhere, but you can hear all of the action.
They're doing the national anthem right now.
Oh wow. But just shut up.
Because of course, yeah.
Stand
I know.
Up, shut up.
No, we're standing.
Okay,
we're standing.
Shut up.
Hands are over our
shut
hearts.
Shut up. It's during the anthem. You get to talk at six. That is next. Jack and James is next. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Remember, deodorant is the thief of joy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.